when you look at it, at your preparations throughout the week, things aren't going well on game day. Are you guys as a team doing things necessary throughout the week to translate into games, or why is it not translating into games?
Yeah, I definitely think we are. I know we're putting in the work. I know the coaches, in terms of the way they're grinding right now with the game plan, and then the way the players are in here watching film on Tuesday, and the way practice has gone Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, for whatever reason, it hasn't translated. But it's not because of a lack of effort. It's not because of a lack of caring or passion, because that's all there. It's just, unfortunately, hasn't been going the way we wanted to. And, as an offense, you look at that last game, and it's just the turnovers in the second half kind of kill us. Trying to sometimes do too much, or just things that we can't have that make a bad loss even worse.
Ryan, what case can be made to keep this group together from coaching staff on down?
Well, I think the last two games will kind of show a lot of that, one way or the other. But I think this is a group that's not going to quit, and we all understand the situation we're in right now. And I think we all understand the importance of these last two games in terms of the effort and the product that we put on the field to show that, that we have made progress, and there is hope with the guys that we have in this locker room.
You've talked about this being a one big shot to prove yourself as a starter. Have you done enough, do you believe, to keep maintain that job and be considered to be the guy coming back next year?
Yeah, that's a great question. For me, in terms of putting in the work and trying to get the guys ready and all of that, I think that stuff's been great. Unfortunately, the product on the field and the kind of the results, especially the win-loss record, isn't where it needs to be. And so, again, I think the last two games are important, and then you just see how it plays out from there. But I think for me and for everybody else in this locker room, we've got to put everything we have into these last two games.
Throughout the season, there have been plays downfield that, for whatever reason, they haven't been made. And had they been made, maybe really could have changed some games around for you. When you guys are going deep and going for those plays, what has to happen to start maybe connecting on some of those? Because they can be game changers.
Yeah, they definitely can. And we had a couple that were close in the last game, and they just, for whatever reason, don't seem to be happening. But we just got to continue to take the shots down the field and make some plays, whether it's the catch that Stevie made on the seam route that he ran was unbelievable, but whether it's a guy making an unbelievable play or me just putting it right on the money, there's some stuff we've got to do better. And I said it a few weeks ago, the one we hit to TJ down the middle of the field, we've been very successful recently in practice with all that stuff, and we just need to carry it over to the game.
One of the few things that has been consistent is, you and Stevie as a combination, at least in comparison to previous seasons. Maybe just your thoughts on your guys' ability to kind of at least sustain that to a certain degree through the course of what's been a pretty trying year.
Yeah, he's a guy that's remarkably consistent, I think, and just in terms of knowing he's going to be out there every Sunday with however many games he's played in a row and all the stuff that he's played through. And me just knowing what kind of guy I have out there, the kind of the relationship we have off the field and then the chemistry that we have on the field, he's just a very consistent player. And, people know that I want to throw him the ball, and defenses scheme for that and try to get two guys on him and try to get help. But he still has a knack for finding holes and getting open and making the big play. And, I thought he was feeling it a little bit on Sunday just in terms of the effort that he showed out there and some of the catches and plays that he was making. And that's, you really try to get him the ball when you see he's in that mode.
What do you make of the dashed expectations? The overall feeling, given where this team felt it was going 4 months ago, where it is right now?
Yeah, it's a huge disappointment. Even, not only 4 months ago, but a month and a half ago, kind of, the rest of the season, we looked at the schedule we had, and there was still a lot of hope in terms of getting it turned around and everybody starting to play a little better as a team, as a unit, and it just hasn't happened. So I think there's a lot of disappointment right now in this locker room, but, we know what's at stake here the last two games, and we know we've got to go out and be professionals and finish on a high note.
Not that he didn't have confidence, everybody's got to have confidence to play at this level, but it just seems like Steve's almost gone up another notch in his level of confidence to the point where he's coming in the huddle and saying, you know, right here, Fitz, I'm ready to make a play for you. I mean, it seems like that confidence has almost taken another step with him. Do you see
that?
Yeah,
I do. I think part of it is just he's developing into that role of the leader, not only of that receiver group, but kind of a leader on our team and of our offense. And, you know, no longer do we have, Lee Evans or whoever it is, guys that he used to look up to make the big play, to do all that stuff to get us going. Stevie realizes that that's him, and he's going to be the guy that has to do something unbelievable. And, a great example is that catch that he made that, I mean, you just say, this is my eighth year in the league, and I haven't seen too many like that. I think he understands that, and it's been good to see him kind of develop into that role and really understand that he's a guy that's got to step up and make the big play. And, you know, when things aren't going well, he's one of the guys for us that can kind of turn the momentum.